Reflection, fourth Sunday in ordinary time, cycle B, first reading, Deuteronomy 18. The literary context for these words is a warning against using divination or other means of fortune telling to predict and control the future. For the author of Deuteronomy, such things are wrong on two accounts. First, they are pagan practices borrowed from Israel's neighbors. Second, they were veiled attempts to manipulate the power of the one true God. Although divination is not as enticing today as it might have been in the days of Deuteronomy, most of us are still not entirely free from the desire to play God on occasion. However, the author of Deuteronomy shows us that the Lord our God already knows our need to communicate with the divine. Indeed, that is why he often spoke through the prophets like Moses and Elijah to communicate his word, drawing his people close to him. Christians also believe that God sent his only son, Jesus, the great prophet, but also true God and true man, to draw us into communion with him.